Welcome to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Monday, February the 12th, 2024. It is 6:11 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. Real quick, real simple. We are repeating cycles. If you pay attention to any level of details, you're going to recognize that we are literally repeating what we've done last year and up to 5 years before that. 6 years, okay? Meaning, example, while cleaning through my books, finalizing my books, reconciling all of my transactions financially, I recognized in myself that around this time last year, I had switched from one cell phone provider to another cell phone provider. I had both cell phone providers at the same time for a couple of months, trying to figure out which one was better. And I ended up doing the exact same thing this year at the exact same time this year with the exact phone providers again this year for a different reason, but I ended up doing it again. Okay. And as you reflect, you're going to notice similar things, whether it's relationships, educational goals, whatever. Pay attention to the little details. Go look and reflect so you can see that you're repeating whatever path, whatever year, and then go to that year and see how things unfolded, who you were involved with, and how things happened, and pay attention to what you're doing now. Those of us who are repeating karmic life path, most of us are doing this. It would be very weird if you're not. Not very weird, but it would mean that you did everything you were supposed to do and you have absolutely nothing left to do. And that's actually impossible because you'd be dead because there's got to be something you can grow. There's got to be something you can change. So just reflect on everything that's going on. Look at your past, look at your details, look at your transactions and see if you're repeating any behaviors. And if you are, look for opportunity of growth, look for opportunity of change. Damn, last time this year I was doing these things and I wasn't happy with myself. I wasn't in a good place with myself. So this year I'm recognizing these things and I'm going to change these things. I'm going to make sure these things don't repeat. I'm going to communicate better with these individuals because these people were involved. And while it's not the same people that I'm dealing with now, I want to make sure I do better with communication. I want to make sure I do better with XYZ 123. Reflect and look for opportunities of growth. Whatever it is. This time last year, I was one foot in, one foot out. Do I want to be with this person? Do I want to be with that person? I couldn't make up my mind, so I kept them both. This year around, you're not going to be able to keep them both because maybe one of them is going to tell you to go kick fucking rocks, right? Maybe this time around, that person who kept two people no longer want to be with two people and they chose someone. And now they're kind of waiting to see if they get chosen back, which is ridiculous because we're adults, right? Remember that. We are adults. When we were children, we couldn't wait to become adults because we wanted to speak our mind freely. We wanted to be with who we wanted to be with, and we wanted to do the things we wanted to do without being oppressed or held back or delayed or manipulated in some way. We're adults. So let's start acting like adults. Open, clear communication. Say what needs to be said. Stay in your lane. Learn how to mind your business. Give people privacy and respect. If you have a question, ask the question instead of invading personal space. Making assumptions. I know I make assumptions, right? There's a lot of things we need to do differently. So pay attention to your behavior and the way that you do things, and love on yourself and love on the people around you. If you have a family member that you don't fuck with no more, it's okay to love them from afar. Randomly start texting them. Like, I don't fuck with you, but I still love you. For some people, I'm not saying go open that door, because for some people, I don't fuck with you. I still love you, but I still don't fuck with you. So reflect on today, reflect on last year, reflect on up to 5 to 6 years ago, and see what's repeating. See what part of your life path you are repeating. And I'm going to tell you about an exercise that I used to do with my clients in office. I would have them visualize them being on the lazy river. Whatever was not in alignment with their morals, their values, their ethics, whatever was triggering them, whatever they were stuck in a repetitive cycle with, Because that's what the lazy river is, right? You're repeating the same ride over and over and over again because you're too lazy to get up. So I would have them put whatever it was on the float on the side of them. And either you're going to ride that ride over and over and over again with it. It's going to be in front of you. It's going to be behind you. It's going to be on the side of you. Figure it out. What are you going to do differently? When you come back around and you're about to restart that ride, what's going to be different? Maybe you're on a different float. Instead of it being two separate floats, it's one float where you guys are one, not two separate situations, but one. You know, not outside of the dynamic, but within the dynamic. Maybe you're going to get up and let that shit just keep floating. Like, you want to stay on this ride? Fucking keep going, but I'm done and I'm walking away. Maybe both of you get up and walk away, right? You take that career, you take that educational goal, you take that person, you take that dynamic, and you get off the ride with it. Go get food, go get dressed, go somewhere the fuck else. Figure it out. But the West Bay, the West, oh my God, my little brother, my little big brother has been vibing all weekend, and I've been really good with not fucking with him. Whatever it is, West way or whatever way, deep breath, close your eyes, avoid anything low vibrational, coffee, meat, nicotine, tobacco, and just vibe, focus on your breathing. You know, for some people, listen to binaural beats or whatever you call it, and just sit there with your eyes closed. You know, put a blindfold on or something so you really have darkness in your eyes. Visualize yourself on that float. Visualize whatever situation you're dealing with on the float on the side of you. It could actually be a person on that float. Visualize the person on the float. Visualize the whole career aspect on that float. And as you're going around that river, do it a couple of times. Ask yourself, what are you sick of? What needs to change? How do you want it to change? How does that benefit everybody involved? And visualize it happen. Stay in your lane. Mind your business. Watch karmic energy, because karmic return is instantly. We are literally repeating backwards the next, you know, the last 5 to 6, well, it feels like 5.5 years, 6 years. We're repeating it. We're starting with last year. We're redoing things that we did last year. And as we go on through this year, we're going to notice that we're doing and involved with certain things that we did and were involved with the year before and the year before and the year before. It might be different people, it might be different places, but it's the same karmic energy. You're on this lesson, you're repeating it for a reason. Elevate, grow, ascend, transform, but make sure it's on a positive note and not a negative one. Make sure that when you are doing your work, you're doing it for the right reasons, right? I